All right, everybody, welcome, welcome. It is time for another Toolbox Tuesday.
Yeah, continuing on the Toolbox Tuesday first 400, which is really kind of a huge part of our practice and kind of how we onboard people and getting into more of some of the not so fun topics about what we train our team with. So
Well, and hopefully helping prepare you for the objections that will inevitably happen. And when you're prepared for it, it has less of an impact.
yes.
If you have not been with us before, Tuesdays in our practices are called Toolbox Tuesdays because the theme of our huddle is for us to pick one of the hundreds of resources that we have available in our asset arsenal and go over it to make sure that everyone is on the same page with that resource. So we have been in an 8-week series on our first 400 program for our front office team members specifically, taking you week by week on what the topics are that we discuss and what the objections are, as I mentioned, that you will inevitably receive in this process. So last week we were discussing the insurance portion and how we talk about that with new team members. In week 5, we're focusing on AR follow-ups with those new team members.
Yep, that's what I meant by the not so fun topics,
Yes.
but it is a very, very important thing we do and a critical part and something we do literally every single day, if not every hour. So,
Yes. Yeah. And, we're in practice and business to make an income. I think that's the dirty little secret that no one wants to talk about, but that is the reality here. And we're very open with our team members about that. I know we've talked before about setting goals for them and at the beginning of the year and checking in every quarter and making sure we're on track with those to help them understand that they also have a vested interest in the practices being profitable
Absolutely.
and doing well. And it's very easy, and we've all heard it from team members before, and we still have to work on this mindset a lot of times from the team where they see you charge $1,000, $2,000 for the crown, whatever it is. They see your lab bill come in for $200 and the doctor pockets the rest. We know as business owners that that's not reality, but that's the world in which they live unless we educate them on the realities of running a business. One of those realities is AR follow-ups. Now, we have, I think it's safe to say, Sten, if you will agree with me here, ironclad, hardcore AR protocols. Is that a fair assessment?
We do, and this comes from this is for a reason. And so, what we acquired assumed practices in the past, and I'm sure you guys have all seen this too, where the AR, the collection protocols, were not ironclad, and what you saw was 2, 3, we've even seen 4 times a monthly production in AR, and we're not talking about just insurance or just a few things here and there. I mean, we're talking about things that like. Even 60 days is hundreds of thousand dollars for an office that's not even clearing $500,000 a year. So, it's so important. And I think what the problem with not having ironclad collections and AR follow-up systems is that it's not repeatable and that your patient doesn't understand when you're collecting and when you're not. And it gets confusing. And even though they might not like the fact that they have to pay at the time of service, which is what every insurance company requires of their members, meaning their patients, it's not done in every office. And so when they find an office that makes them do that, it ruffles some feathers a little bit. And that's not a bad thing. It's just this is the training aspect. But, when we kind of acquired or took over a lot of these practices with these 2 and 3 times ARs, we're at 30% right now, and we have been for better part of a decade.
And that was total.
That's not easy. That's not easy. But what it does is it takes consistency and it takes everyone understanding and it takes everyone understanding what that means for them, what it means for the protocols, what it means for their bonus, and what it means when that protocol is broken and how hard that is to right the ship. When one person doesn't collect on the way in, or one person doesn't follow up with the patient for a balance, whatever it is, and then all of a sudden the rest of the team members have to clean up the slop. And generally, that clean up the slop involves dealing with a disgruntled patient because something wasn't done by the protocol in the first place. And that's where we find it. And so even though it might be tough to do in the moment, it's so much easier than having every patient or having every patient check out or come in and wondering how am I going to collect this patient? And what you're really doing in that is this patient nice and are they going to yell at me? Right. And so it's really just having a backbone and saying, this is the protocol and this is what your insurance in our office requires, but this is what's due at today, period.
And our patients know that at the time of scheduling. You
Yep,
know, we do
absolutely.
a treatment estimate for them. On the one hand, it's not our responsibility to get involved in their personal finances, but if someone cannot afford treatment, we need to know that before we do that
Right.
treatment. And, you know, again, people want to help. We're in the healthcare industry so that we can help people. And sometimes, you know, bleeding hearts of the world unite, and we want to make exceptions. And, oh, they're my neighbor, and so I know they're going to pay me 2 weeks from now or 4 weeks from now or whatever the case may be. If it's that tight, you're not going to be the highest priority 4 weeks from now. Their rent is going to be the highest priority, or their car payment, or something else. It's just going to continue to fall down the line. And that's a much harder conversation for someone to have gone through treatment, having no idea what their portion was going to be. And now we have a reactive situation where they have to figure out how to pay for it
Right.
versus, I know on the way in, this is what my expectation is. I'm agreeing to this treatment and what the cost is for that treatment.
Yeah. I mean, especially right now, and we're in Q4 of 2024 around the country, and we're in communication with, dozens, if not hundreds, of offices around the country. The rescheduling and the cancellation and the not paying rate is astronomical right now. Astronomical. I mean, higher than I've almost ever seen. And I think a lot of people, we've talked a lot of billing, third-party billing services and things like that, and they're saying the exact same thing, and they cannot believe what's happening, really in the last 6 months, but honestly this entire year. But what is happening with a lot of these offices is a lot of these un ironclad or non-ironclad billing practices are being exposed. Because people are just doing the treatment when they don't have a solid way to collect the money. And so, their production might be kind of not taking as big of a hit as their collections, and they're really parting, meaning that, the collection rate is just going plummeting compared to the production rate right now. And it's happening in a lot of offices. We've seen a lot of offices just in our area. And it's really scary. It's really scary.
Well, and the very harsh reality of this is it is a false sense of security to look at your AR, $100,000, $200,000, $500,000, whatever it is, and assume that you are just waiting for that money to come into the bank. It is not as easy as that. So we.
Yeah, I'm gonna say one more thing. I don't know what the percentage is now. I'm guessing it's a whole lot lower than it was in the past forever. But anything over 60 days, you're looking at 20 to 30, 40% collecting. And so if you're looking at a $300,000 AR and thinking that money is just money in the bank for you, you're in for a rude awakening. Yeah.
And we've had, I mean, wild stories. You know, we've worked with the same collection agency for revenue recovery services, and they do a soft collection first before they go to hard collections. And I talked with the owner just a couple weeks back, and he said, you know, I have people, they're saying flat out, send me collections. I don't have it. So you might as well just send me now because nothing's going to happen. You know, we had a patient in one of our practices who came in, had crown preps done, paid his copay, and then the next day put a stop payment on the check. So the check balanced with the bank. We contacted him, and he said, I know you have to finish the crowns because you started them and I'm not paying for them. I mean, wild, wild things that people are coming up with right now. So this is also the reason why we have our on-site team still have their hands in AR and billing and the follow-ups. This is, yes, our remote team handles a big portion of this, but we want our on-site team to be aware of it because you never have a better chance of collecting from someone than when you're looking at them in the face right in front of you, right? Trying to track them down after the fact and hope they receive your text and all that. They don't want to receive those calls. You don't want to make those calls. Are there times that insurance doesn't pay as estimated? Of course. Those are really the ones that we're talking about from an AR follow-up standpoint, not because we didn't do our jobs by collecting at the time of service.
Right.
Now, the biggest line, we say this all the time, whether it's with team communication, with patient communication, is it can be a conversation, not a confrontation. Not every patient who has a balance is going to yell and scream at you. You know, I had a patient, this was a couple years back, who had crowns done in December, had them cemented in January, but he had opted to have early enrollment with his insurance plan. Didn't tell us. We assumed that his plan was changing in January. Opted to have early open enrollment with his plan. So his plan changed in December and he cut his crown coverage. So the plan that we had that we gave him an estimate for was no longer valid. He didn't share that information with us, and he had an almost $5,000 balance. Front office is shaking, and there are space boots at the front desk that, oh my gosh, how are we going to talk to this guy? And I kid you not, he came in the door with a credit card in hand, and he said, I didn't read the fine print, and I blew it, and he slaps the credit card down on the counter. Is that going to be every patient? No, of course not. But we went into all of this stress, assuming there was going to be this huge blowout with this patient, when that wasn't the case at all. He opted for a different insurance plan and didn't communicate to us. So making sure that our front office is keeping it in perspective of what the reality is of these situations and not making them more stressful than they have to be either. Because at the end of the day, we provided a service for these patients. They're agreeing to those service and to pay for those services. And they also are agreeing to pay if there is a balance that insurance doesn't cover.
Right. And I think a lot of this, that situation, it happens a lot, not necessarily to the tune of $5,000 like that. But when people know how much you're doing to, as an advocate for them with their insurance, meaning rebilling, calling insurance, things like that, which we all do as a courtesy. Yeah. And sometimes we even, I think one of the best tactics we've used is after we call, I think Jennifer can correct me, but I think a couple of times we engage the patient saying, I think you need to call insurance because we're not getting where, and this is what they told us they would pay. And for some reason that they're going back on this. And when they see us as a partner in this and trying to get something for them, the tone changes very quickly. And when we show them the log about how many times we contacted, how much effort we went through, how detailed and ironclad all of our billing and presentation services are, or protocols are, they really start to see that, you know, they're not against us. And this is kind of us, let's say, fighting, but this is advocating for them with their insurance. And it really changes the demeanor and the tone about how they communicate with our office almost immediately when they see that.
Because ultimately it's not between us and the insurance. Right. It's really between the insurance and the patient.
Right.
You know, we're billing that to the insurance as a courtesy, but too often patients, well, you need to figure it out with them. I'm out. And that's not where the financial responsibility lies.
So. Right.
The other part of this that we have to ensure with our team members that they are not projecting is a lot of the team members are talking about treatment plans or finances that are outside the realm of what they personally could afford. And they are nervous about some of those numbers, right? I don't know what I would do if I had a $10,000 bill, and I'm exaggerating, right? We don't have situations like that where the bill is, you know, that high and they weren't expecting it. But this comes up with treatment planning, right? If someone comes in for an All-on-X treatment plan, that's a five-figure treatment plan. It's a large treatment plan. A lot of our team members are going, I would never be able to afford that. So they're nervous about even discussing it. So we put that out there very openly as well. Like, hey, this is not about you. And if you are not giving the patient every option that they have available to them and allowing them to decide their financial situation, you are doing them a disservice. So you need to take yourself out of it and what you could afford and make sure we're giving them the best service that we can.
Yeah. And that's a huge point. I think it's another topic for another time, but people that are comfortable presenting big treatment plans, that's the person you want presenting the treatment plans.
Right.
And whether that's your brand new dental assistant in the back, or your seasoned person that's been in dentistry since before people had teeth, whatever it is, that's the person you want presenting that, because it doesn't matter how much it's presented the exact same way every single time. And if you're stumbling over your words with a $1,000 treatment plan, imagine presenting a $60,000 or something All-on-X case. And it's going to be very, very difficult for that patient, that person rather, to present that professionally and confidently.
It's been a goal, and I say this all the time. My team rolls their eyes because they've heard me say it, but if you present $5 versus $5,000, honest to God, I don't even want you looking at the dollar amount before you walk in the door. Like, don't even get that in your head, because it should exactly sense that it should be exactly the same.
Right, right.
All right, objections in week 5. This is where our doctors start to lose patience. This is where our doctors are expecting that these new hires have it all down in perfection, and they've been here for a month now, and they've been part of the family all this time. This is where the doctors usually have something to say. Reminding doctors, yes, and the doctors, this is not to say that we don't want their feedback, right? If a doctor is seeing that a new team member is stumbling on something or not following scripting, we want that feedback, but we also want to make sure that we're not picking them apart just for the sake of picking them apart. And sometimes it's just getting used to communication and how we're doing things. And we use Slack all day, every day. We say there's not a tone in Slack, but sometimes people get rubbed the wrong way if there's not a jumping emoji every time. You know, sometimes we just need to just break it down that, again, no one's trying to do a bad job here, right? If you have a bad seat, that might be a different story. But for all intents and purposes, it's very stressful for a new hire, right? Even having experience in the field, it's a new office. There's a lot of people. I say it with our team all the time. We're a lot. Like, there's a lot of personalities and a lot of things going on. Just give them a minute. Just give them a minute. All right. So we are going to be continuing on our first 400 checklist next week. We will follow back up with patient care services. In the meantime, if you would like to connect with us about our first 400 program, how we could help you implement this in your practices, our email is connect@pathwaydentalsolutions.com. Our website is pathwaydentalsolutions.com, and we are on all of the social media platforms as well. So feel free to reach out, and we will be back next week.
All right. See you guys next time.
Bye.